voter turnout. And I say you, we won.
Senator Bernie Sanders celebrating his huge win at the New Hampshire primary. Sanders and Donald Trump were declared the winners at the New Hampshire primary. Ohio Governor John Kasich came in second on the Republican side. Trump congratulated Bernie Sanders for his win, but says he won't let him give away the country.
Congratulations to Bernie. In all fairness, we have to congratulate him. We may not like it, but I heard parts of Bernie's speech. He wants to give away our country, folks. We're not going to let it happen.
Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are taking a brief break from campaigning today to return to Washington for their day jobs. They'll vote on new North Korea sanctions one day after the New Hampshire primary. They spent much of the past week in New Hampshire, where Cruz finished third and Rubio fifth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Control. Do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
More and more, ISIS is using the web to recruit members. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
National Intelligence Director James Clapper says ISIS shows proficiency in using cyber to spread its reach.
ISIL has used cyber to its great advantage, not only for recruitment and propaganda, but also to hack and release sensitive information about U.S. military personnel.
Clapper says cyber and terrorism are the top national security challenges facing the U.S.
Russia and China continue to have the most sophisticated cyber programs. China continues cyber espionage against the United States.
Speaking at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Clapper added that ISIS has become the preeminent global terrorist threat and is determined to strike in the U.S. I'm Melody Burkett.
A leader of the Black Lives Matter movement in Ohio is dead after killing himself on the steps of the State House. Authorities say Mershon McCarroll II shot himself outside the entrance of the Capitol in Columbus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Here in the U.S., we have the world's largest and safest air traffic control system, but some of the FAA's most critical facilities rely on technology that's over 50 years old. Sharon Pinkerton is the Senior Vice President for Policy at Airlines for America.
The U.S. air traffic control system is no longer the gold standard when it comes to air traffic control.
President and CEO of Airlines for America, Nicholas Calio, is testifying today before Congress to fight for modernizing air traffic control, enhancing safety, and making flying more efficient. Airlines for America argues that the nation needs a reliable system to ensure access for all users while preserving and expanding services for communities both large and small. The organization says effects of budget unpredictability and organizational structure have slowed progress on implementing next-generation technologies. They've also inhibited the ability to adequately staff facilities and acquire the best equipment for the nation's air traffic controllers. Sharon Pinkerton with Airlines for America says cargo carriers are spending $30 billion in excess fuel because of inefficient routing.
While our World War II radar system is safe, it's far from being the most efficient. We need to get to that system so that we're not flying in a zigzag approach, but we're taking the most direct routing.
She says while America's system is safe, it could be improved.
Air traffic control, when it's moved out of the federal government, the system becomes even safer.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. We were off last week, but we're back with a vengeance. Lots of new projects, lots of new ideas for you to make your home as wonderful and as special as it could possibly be. Today we're going to talk about what's out there, what's new for February. It's Valentine's Day. It's time to take a look at your home, your base, and see what we could do to make it more special, more relaxing, and so on. We're going to start with the weather this morning, and the National Weather Service is telling us that it's currently, there is light snow about, and it's 33 degrees. The humidity is 82%, and let's see here. For the rest of the day today, there's a 30% chance of scattered snow showers and then partly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. So I guess at 38, some of the snow will go away. Tonight, 20% chance of isolated snow showers with a low of 21 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of slight snow showers, then breezy with only a high of 27. Next days are going to be very cold. Thursday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 8 degrees. I don't know. Did we get below that temperature this year? I'm not sure. A low of 8 degrees on Thursday night. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 26 degrees. Friday night, there's a 30% chance of snow showers with a low of 14. On Saturday, it says scattered flurries and very blustery with a low, with a high of 16 degrees. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy and blustery with a low of minus 4. We're going to have record cold this weekend, so bundle up, guys. A low of minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And on Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 14 degrees. So we're going to go into some very, very cold weather. And we hunker down. We want to look at, into a house that looks wonderful. It makes us feel good about ourselves. So now is the time to start a design project. Okay, we're going to go to take some commercial messages. And we'll be back shortly more with Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer in the state of New Jersey for the past 18 years, doing lots of residential and commercial projects in the tri-state area. And through those years of experience, I've developed my craft a little bit and have come to the airwaves to tell you things you can do to make your home more special and more beautiful. Today's show is going to be all about what I see out there. I do publish a blog that I would suggest that you might go to if you're ever bored and you're searching the internet. My blog site is The Color Guru, and it's called The Color Guru, G-U-R-U, The Color Guru, at blogspot.com, The Color Guru at blogspot.com. So what I have been doing is I've been really getting out there, using my phone/camera as my guide. We go out to lots of different locations in the tri-state area, and I'm starting to take pictures, which I post on social media as we do our afternoon show solely about social media, and see what's out there. So I did a lot this week, which I will be posting. I did post some great stuff I went through some of the different Ethan Allen locations and how they're much more modern today, and and some terrific trends that I saw. I went to a seminar last week. Ethan Allen did a seminar. You know, they do HGTV's Dream House. So they were teaching designers what were the tricks, what were the things that they did to make the house peak for 2016. And I will share that with you later in the broadcast. But I went through quite a bit of the places that you guys go through, the public, the places like Pottery Barn, like Restoration Hardware, you know, lighting stores, lighting galleries, and Hesco right here in Annandale, and local furniture stores. I found some trends, and I want to pass them along to you and give you some ideas. If you want to tweak your house a little bit, some of the things that you can do. So I'll start with Pottery Barn and some of the things that I saw that I thought were pretty and you can get. They're readily available and inexpensive. And I don't like everything I see. I sort of take notes of what works and what looks good. And starting with Pottery Barn, some of the things I saw is trending is accessorizing with cobalt blue, shades of dark, rich cobalt blue. And I noticed in a lot of the room settings, both in the Short Hills store and the store here in Bridgewater, New Jersey, things were popped with lots of blue as an accent color, because wall colors, as I've been telling you on the show, have become very soft and neutral. The color still out there, people are asking me for, is grayish, and that's a combination of gray and beige, and I'm selling a lot of grayish. One of the most popular colors in the Benjamin Moore chart is a color called Revere Pewter, and that's a color in the Benjamin Moore Historic palette, and I think it's HC51, but Revere Pewter is a very popular color, and basically it's an amalgamation of gray and beige, so very neutral. Another very popular color right now in Benjamin Moore paints is called Edgecombe Gray, which is, again, a lighter version of that Revere Pewter, that sort of gray-beige tone. So what I am seeing is that other things in the room have to pop, and I see accessories popping because the walls are now neutral. So a cobalt blue glass has made a resurgence. If you're looking for that, my store at 1 US Highway 31 in Flemington has a lot of blue glass and a lot of navy blue accessories, and we're having some great sales. But blue glass is very popular. When it comes to planters and things of that nature that are ceramic, a lot of that beautiful glazed cobalt blue is very popular as accessories. It's a pop of color. Pillows, I see such a resurgence. In the mid-90s, I don't think you could have more, enough pillows on your bed. But I see pillows coming back again. And there's a couple of themes in pillows that I consistently see. One, of course, is geometric patterns. Those geometric shapes are more popular than ever. Elephants, I notice, are coming back. I see a resurgence of elephant patterns, not just in kids' rooms, because I'm seeing them a lot in kids' rooms, but also generically elephants are becoming increasingly popular as a pattern. When it comes to lighting, I'm noticing that chandeliers are quite different than they were. A lot of things that are basically mostly glass, and they're exposing the light bulb. The light bulb is being exposed more and more. So when you're looking at light fixtures, they seem to be, I would say, simpler. Sometimes the glass is seated, sometimes the glass is clear. But we're seeing lighting fixtures that are just mostly glass, and they do expose the bulb. So that's another thing that I'm seeing. Hurricane fixtures, hurricane lamps, if you will, that have candles in them, that are very popular, either on a sideboard, on a dining room table, in a foyer. Lots of clear glass vessels, either footed or very straight, but them being used in multi-purposes. So glass vessels that are vases for branches or flowers, glass vessels that may have things in it like a terrarium, because succulents, if you know what the succulents are, they're sort of like a cactus, if you will, but small. And I'm seeing them a lot done in clear glass and also in beautiful bowls. But another thing that's very popular, but a lot of glass on the table, hurricane lamps, glass on the sideboards, glass in the entry foyer. Round mirrors. I'm seeing a lot of people doing round mirrors, particularly in their dining rooms. I'm seeing a switch. If you do have a sideboard, I'm seeing a lot of round mirrors. And also mirrors that have unusual shapes. Another thing that I've been seeing out there is a mirror that has a mirrored edge. So instead of the mirror being framed, the edge of the frame itself is another mirror. So another popular trend. Okay, we have to go to our first set of commercial messages. And I hope you're taking notes. I'm going to give you a lot of information today. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Come to downtown Flemington, spend an afternoon. You probably have memories of it. I know I do. My parents taking us Christmas shopping at the end of October or beginning of November, and there are some memories of it. Things have changed a little bit, and there's not maybe as much to do, but we should support our local shops, and Flemington's a great place to do business, so come visit us here in downtown Flemington. I also wanted to let you know that I do a lot of personal appearances, and I am going to be speaking about the state of design and what's trending at a store in Chatham, New Jersey. The name of the store is Meli Melo Home. I will spell that for you. It's M-E-L-I, second word, M-E-L-O, home, and that's 82 Main Street in Chatham. It's right across, literally, from the Short Hills Mall in Chatham on Main Street. It's a beautiful store. It's an old colonial, and Deborah has done a wonderful job with accessories and terrific gift items. And we're having a little bit of a party to just celebrate the winter and what's out there. And I will be speaking. I'll be doing a seminar called Stump the Designer. And that's where I go around and people have been invited to bring us the rooms that they hate the most in their house. And then I take them up on stage and I take a look at them and I see what I can do to improve their home. The seminar is free. It'll be more like a cocktail party, very casual and interactive. There'll be wine and cheese and a lot of wonderful people to talk to. And that is going to be, it's been rescheduled. It's going to be on Thursday, February 18th. So it's around the corner right after Valentine's Day. Thursday, February 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Meli Melo Home, 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. Okay, so if you can attend that event, give them a call. Unfortunately, I don't have the phone number right here, but I will get it probably before the end of the broadcast. But Deborah and her team are very professional, and it'll be a lovely evening. So do join us. Okay, so what we were talking about is what's out there, what I've done. I've done a shopping run, and I wanted to see what is in the stores. You know, one of the things that I did notice, and I took pictures of from my blog this week is I went into Macy's, and Macy's has a very big bedding department of off-the-rack bedding, and all the bedding sets were navy blue and white. I've never seen such a resurgence of navy blue. And I tell you, when I opened my store a year and a half ago, everybody told me I should paint my walls gray, and I said, you know what? I see something else coming. I see a resurgence of navy blue. And I think one of the reasons for that is that styles have gotten so modern and so contemporary. What do you do if you have an historic farmhouse? What do you do if you have a colonial home? There has to be sort of a mid-road, and navy blue does that. Navy blue is very traditional, yet it can be used in very contemporary ways. So navy blue has unbelievable popularity, particularly these days, as I say, in accessories, and that's what I've seen in all the stores. I would say 80% of the bedding sets that were shown, I mean, there were lots of bedding sets that were, but that were displayed had navy blue in them. Lots of fabrics like iCat, lots of geometric shapes, lots of whites with blue, blue dominant white, blue with orange, blue with citrus green, blue with yellow. Blue is very popular right now. And I think one of the reasons, again, for that, besides of it being transitional, both contemporary and traditional, is when you have walls that are very neutral and you have floors that are very neutral, you have to get a pop of color somewhere. So some of the other things that I had seen when I was out shopping this week and seeing what's in the stores, what's out there, is a lot of beautiful new dishes. And not necessarily fine china, although there is fine china out there as well with pretty patterns, but lots of pretty everyday dishes. Dishes that have kind of neat graphic prints to them. Lots of blues, but I saw lots of reds, lots of chocolate browns, and lots of teal. Teal's another color besides blue that I'm seeing a resurgence of. Bedding, lots of beautiful bed sets out there. Lots of, again, geometric prints. Beautiful quilted. I'm seeing like quilted pillow shams is a very popular trend. Lots of a quilted look, and lots of blues and grays and blues and browns. As far as bathrooms are concerned, some of the trends that I've seen, I went to a couple of my suppliers. One of the biggest happens to be Ferguson, who has multiple locations. And I'm noticing a trend towards individual vanities in a master bath. That is, instead of having one long vanity that a couple would share, each one having their own vanity. Now, for a while, the trend went from having one large mirror over the large vanity to having an individual mirror on each under each sink. So that is still trending. I'm seeing that more and more, that people take down that big mirror that the builder gives you, or a big mirror that you had put up, and putting up two mirrors, one specifically under each sink. And then lighting for each mirror that corresponds with the sink. But I've been seeing a lot of individual vanities, and vanities are getting more and more interesting looking. I saw a lot of black painted vanities, dark blue painted vanities, a lot of gray vanities, and topped with beautiful stone, lots of Carrara marble, lots of Calcutta marble, which looks like Carrara, but it has strokes of brown in it. But definitely in bathrooms, tile, beautiful tile, lots of gray in the bathrooms. I'm seeing a trend more towards chrome in fixtures. It's been brushed nickel for about the past 8 or 9 years, and I'm seeing less brushed nickel and more chrome, so beautiful chrome fixtures, individual mirrors under each sink, and then separate vanities. I'm not sure if I like separate vanities, because you do get less space that way. You understand, if you're having one vanity, you have more counter space. So I don't know if this trend is going to continue, but they're definitely out there in the store. So something that we're definitely seeing. I'm seeing a lot of leather furniture too, more than ever, but leather that's changed a little bit. One of the things, I was never a big fan of leather furniture, but one of the things I didn't like about it was so overstuffed. What I was pleasantly surprised to see out in the stores is that the leather was much more refined looking. Sofas and chairs that had that sort of knife edge, if you will, that sort of straight line, that track arm, and more pared down and more square. So the leather doesn't look so overstuffed. I'm not a big fan of the overstuffed furniture. The other thing that I saw a lot of is sectionals. Now, I will tell you, I do not like sectionals. I believe that more than two adults do not want to sit on a sofa together unless they have a very intimate relationship. And I think it's a waste of space. Also, I think they're very impractical in terms of living, of everyday living, because it's not comfortable, I think, to have one person laying and one person staying. I think everybody having their own individual couch or chair is much more appealing and will be a better use of the space. But I see sectionals like I've never seen sectionals before, done in lots of neutral colors. I still see a lot of off-white and ecru, beiges, grays, and tans. Very uninteresting colors for the fabrics, but then beautiful, beautiful pillows in geometric patterns, specifically blue, navy blue. Teal is very popular. Citrus green is very popular. Another trend that I've seen, who's been actually a guest on the show and we'll have on again, is I'm seeing wood, rough-hewn wood, on walls or on one wall as an accent. So what I'm saying, wood, not like a wood flooring, but wood that's sort of untreated, natural looking, that you might see on the boardwalk or something, very rough wood. That's weathered, and there people are starting to use that as an accent. There's a company called the Johnson Brothers, and they carry wood for walls. They've been my guest on a previous show, and I would like to get them on again, and we'll take some pictures of their product line and put it up on the site here at the station, but also on my Facebook site and my website of what they're doing. Kind of neat and kind of different. You know, when you have a space that doesn't maybe have a fireplace or a focal point, you could create a focal point on the wall using wood. It goes on very simply like wood flooring, so most of it just sort of snaps together, and it's an easy and relatively inexpensive application. Now, you wouldn't do the whole room in most cases. Often it's a feature wall. Many of you have that Toll Brothers style, that house, which in the back of the house has that two-story family room. That could be a really nice look to accompany maybe a fireplace if you have all that sheetrock going up with no visual interest. Maybe wood on the wall is something that you could do, a weathered wood that has sort of a gray tone look or a neutral sort of a beachy kind of a look. I do see a trend towards what I call coastal decorating, and because I use a lot of navy, it sort of lends itself with the accessories. I'm working with a couple right now in Annandale, and they love their colors. We sort of picked a gray-blue mid-tone, and we're accessorizing with a lot of navy, and she says people keep coming in and say, I love your beach room. And she was wondering if that was appropriate for a house in Hunterdon County. And very much, in fact, it is. You know, there's been a trend for a long time for using Asian things in homes, elegant rooms with Asian things, things like foo dogs or beautiful Chinese pottery and so on. It's the same thing you don't have to be in China to have that. It's the same thing with things that have blues and tans and grays, and then decorating with coral and shells and things of that nature. It's called coastal decorating, and it's a really nice, especially in a casual environment, to add some of those colors in. Again, I'm seeing citrus green, or people have said on the show, what is citrus green? Citrus green is sort of like a lime green, but I hate to say lime green because people sort of get turned off of that. It's sort of like a mid-tone bright green. Granny Smith apple might be a better word for it. A really pretty Granny Smith apple green with a rich blue, a navy blue, is a trend. But I'm seeing a lot of plants, people using beautiful blue vases, and then they're putting just simple things like palm leaves in them. They're putting things, not necessarily flowers, they're using foliage. I saw a container the other day that had artichokes actually in it. I guess they must have been dried, but artichokes in it, and it was really pretty. But that sort of guacamole kind of green color on the inside with navy blue is very, very popular and very much in style. I'm noticing that furniture is getting a lot of the faux that used to be on the walls is now on furniture pieces. I'm seeing more distressed pieces than I ever have before, and not necessarily painted pieces. Even regular wood pieces that are stained are having a lot of distress on them. Wood that looks sort of worn is out there in all the stores, and just lends itself to a more casual look. wine glasses. I saw beautiful wine glasses and popular. I noticed on registries now that wine glasses and knives are the number one and number two items for people on their gift registry. I also have seen a lot of monogramming, monogramming for wine glasses, monogramming for towels. I did a project in Hunterdon County a couple of years ago, and we actually monogrammed the head chairs on a very beautiful formal dining room. I tell you, it was really exquisite when it came out. So monogramming really personalizes your space and makes sure nobody duplicates your space, and definitely something that you want to consider in small doses. In my home, I have my formal powder room with the name of the house, the first initial I have monogrammed on it, and that looks nice as well. All right, well, we're coming up to news. We'll have a quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
What do we really want to thank, right? We want to thank the people of New Hampshire, right? Do we love the people of New Hampshire?
Donald Trump thanking New Hampshire voters for his win in the Granite State primary. Trump and Bernie Sanders are both celebrating important wins. Sanders said his victory sends the message that the country belongs to the people and not wealthy contributors and super PACs. He beat Hillary Clinton by more than 20 percentage points to win the first in the nation primary. States in the heartland are enjoying the lowest gas prices in more than 12 years. Gas Buddy says Oklahoma, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and North Dakota are currently enjoying the lowest average gas prices since early 2004. A senior analyst with Gas Buddy says he wouldn't be surprised if a few stations get as low as 99 cents per gallon. The Department of Justice is threatening to take the city of Ferguson, Missouri, to court to revamp some of Ferguson's police and municipal court operations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Cold Stone Creamery. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Cold Stone Creamery is sharing the love with the return of the popular fudge truffle ice cream through the True Love promotion, available in stores January 6th through March 1st. In addition to the delightfully falling in chocolate creation, try the heart-shaped fudge truffle decadence cake. The truffles are forever cupcakes, and for a limited time only, order a fudge truffle frappe. All these delicious treats are approved by Cold Stone Creamery's new tastemaster, Dr. Maya Warren. She loves the brand's special Valentine's Day cupcakes, made with a rich chocolate cup, filled with a layer of red velvet cake, fudge truffle ice cream, and topped off with a fluffy layer of fudge frosting and milk and white chocolate curls. Dr. Maya Warren, Tastemaster.
I love working with Cold Stone Creamery. As a food scientist and ice cream lover, I get to share my knowledge with the team and create new flavors and innovate products.
For more, visit www.coldstonecreamery.com.
A surprisingly strong third-place finish for Ted Cruz in New Hampshire.
A strong third-place finish was good news in New Hampshire for the campaign of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz Communication Director Rick Tyler spoke with USA Radio News. He said the Iowa and New Hampshire results are showing a Reagan-style coalition of voters forming behind Senator Cruz.
What we did from the very beginning is said we were going to consolidate the Tea Party, the Libertarian, and Evangelical votes together. And we've managed to do that. And there's no conservative that has a pathway to victory left running. The only one who's running who's a genuine conservative and has put together this coalition of conservatives and Reagan Democrats is Ted Cruz.
Tyler said the Cruz team has momentum heading into South Carolina, and the upcoming primary schedule is very favorable. I'm Jason Wirt.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he and his family are going home to make a decision on his, quote, next step forward. Christie finished sixth in yesterday's New Hampshire primary, pulling only 7% of the vote. It's widely believed Christie could be on the verge of dropping out. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Bonus Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
In recent findings from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the average adult will catch 2 to 3 colds this year. Dr. Melissa Young with the Cleveland Clinic says when you feel a cold coming on, vitamin C and zinc are a very good place to start.
There have been some very clear studies on the benefit of decreasing your severity of symptoms, some of cold symptoms with vitamin C.
Dr. Young says a typical dose of vitamin C is 1,000 milligrams. Foods rich in vitamin C include oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, kale, and broccoli. Zinc can be taken as a capsule or a lozenge up to 4 times daily for 1 to 2 days only. Dr. Young says it's not recommended for extended periods. Dr. Melissa Young with the Cleveland Clinic says echinacea is another natural remedy that's well known and readily available with antiviral and bacterial properties.
It's one of those that actually seems to support the immune cells that fight off infection, and it is one that you want to start as soon as you develop symptoms.
Steam and light atop One World Trade Center led to fire fears on social media. Twitter lit up last night after New Yorkers snapped photos and posted about what they thought looked like smoke shooting through the top of One World Trade Center. Some people insisted the Freedom Tower was on fire, even after fire officials denied it. The FDNY took to Twitter to explain that the mystery smoke was actually just some steam coming off the heating system, and the light they saw was just an optical illusion. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm no illusion. And this is USA Radio News.
And I'm also no illusion, and I am Richard Scuderi. Our program here is Modern Design here on Huntington Chamber Radio. And today's show is all about what I'm seeing out there in the stores. I took my good shoes that had the great rubber soles, and we did some walking, and we went to some of the best and brightest places for design in the tri-state area, and I'm bringing you my observations, both in my blog that's online, which is the blog's the color guru. Sorry, I should know my own blog, the color guru at blogspot.com, which you can see all those wonderful pictures, which you can't always do in radio. As well as, you know, my observations of where design is going, what's new, what's trending, what you can do to be a little bit different. The other thing I wanted to mention to you is that when we were on the break for the news, I did go to the website for Melly Mellow Home, where I will be doing a seminar. We're having a little cocktail party and seminar in Chatham, New Jersey. You can come with pictures of your design questions, and we'll answer them in a wonderful, informative seminar. There'll be wine and cheese, and it'll be a wonderful evening. And that is Thursday, February 18th, Thursday, February 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. To get more information or directions, it is 973-635-0788. Call for directions. Admission is free. The hors d'oeuvres are free. The wine is pouring freely at Melly Mellow Home. And we'll have wonderful things and maybe some gifts for you to take home. So please join us at Melly Mellow Home. We'll be doing a seminar on design called Stump the Designer and talking about design situations and what you could do to improve them. Again, the phone number there is 973-635-0788. Hope to see you on the 18th. All right, some of the other things that I have on my long list for you today for accessories, ideas, and things that I thought were interesting was the use of firewood as a decorative item. And I am seeing that trending a lot lately, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's one of the things in design that I'm obsessed with lately. I happen to have in the backyard of my home over my pool, which is not great to have it, is a beautiful old and pretty white birch trees, which can be a big mess, actually, especially when they're over a pool. But they're just so beautiful, and they shade the pool area that I just won't take them down. But I'm always stricken by how beautiful the logs themselves are, the trunk of the tree, how pretty it is. And what's trending right now is white birch in general, white birch logs and white birch branches. Now, in white birch logs, I've been doing a lot of fireplaces. If your house was built in the late 60s or 70s, in addition to the firebox, sometimes there's a built-in separate space for your firewood to be displayed. And the millennials that are buying these houses from the 60s and 70s are saying to me, I don't know what to do with that space. And instead of using that as practical, unattractive firewood, we're putting the firewood in the garage on a carrier, and what we're doing in that space is displaying wood in a beautiful manner. And what's prettier than white birch logs? So I am working with two purveyors in New Jersey, and I am getting white birch birch logs. I'm having them cut to size and then stacking them so that you actually see the beautiful bark of these logs. And it's really a design trend. If you see in all the magazines, you do see that there are containers specifically for wood. And it's obviously just being stacked artfully. The other use of birch branches that I'm seeing is in arrangements, both interior and exterior arrangements. Interior, I'm seeing people doing very big pots, and then in the pots are just taking thinner birch branches, not wiry ones, kind of straight, but birch branches with the white birch bark on them in the decorative pot. And outside, because we're in the middle of winter now, I see that people are taking greens or their leftover greens from Christmas in pots. They're taking the red things out, and they're sticking in white birch branches. One of the guests that's been on our show before is Patty Beerworth with Flowers by the River. And as a favor to me, she threw the other day in my snow some wonderful birch branches that I'm going to put in my my arrangements. I have about 6 foot stanchions at the entrance of my drive with beautiful black urns, and I have those greens still from Christmas, but they were getting kind of dull looking, so she gave me some beautiful white birch branches that I could stick in with the greenery, so it doesn't look like Christmas. It actually just looks like winter, and that's one of the ways to extend your winter pots when everything kind of gets dried out, is to throw some birch branches in them. So just a tip for you there. Again, lots of flatware, not formal silverware, but beautiful flatware, beautiful knives when I'm out. Again, lots of neutral colors. Every time I saw paint colors, except for navy, all the paint colors were grays and beiges. All the light fixtures when I was out. A lot of that bulb where you see the filament, that what they call the Edison bulb, was very popular. I'm seeing chandeliers. Some of them I like, some of them that I don't like. They're just very plain. A lot of the light fixtures were just simply round globes that had an Edison bulb inside, as simple as you could possibly be. I'm seeing the look of iCat, the pattern iCat, just framed itself in simple frames and on the wall. It's another thing that was quite popular. Rugs, I'm seeing a lot of geometrics in the rugs, again in blues and browns. In general, I'm seeing a lot of pieces of furniture that have a lot of storage in them, that are multi-purpose, and pieces of furniture that would be used as an entry sort of mudroom kind of look, where you would be able to hang up your coat and your boots and so on. I'm seeing freestanding pieces of furniture that you can purchase that actually have that and have that sort of built-in look. I remember when I was growing up in New Brunswick, on the first floor of our house, there was a built-in kind of coat rack with wainscoting all stained dark. Sort of a return to that kind of a look at your entry, so you have some practical solutions to store things. Again, lots of chrome with the accessories. I saw a lot of lamps that had chrome bases, so that was very in. The look of metallics are another thing that are very in. Something else that was trending, and I think is very much back, is using benches instead of chairs with your dining set, or incorporating benches with the table. So I saw a lot of farm tables out there, but a combination of metal as the base and then a rough wood as the top. And then there were head chairs, or maybe some chairs, and then one or both sides had a bench. So instead of sitting on an individual chair, you'd sit on a bench. So I like the look, but I'm not sure it's all that comfortable. So I don't know if this will trend. In my kitchen set, I happen to have chairs that go around one side and a bench on the other side, but my bench is quite comfortable. There's a rush seat in the back. These are almost a mirror image of the table of itself, if you will. It has a rough-hewn top, and then it has metal bases. So I'm not sure for the long term, if you're having a dinner party, if that's going to be all that comfortable. Another thing that I saw a lot of is displays of wine, wine carts, and wine glasses. Wine carts or bar carts are making a huge comeback. People are asking me for bar carts and things related to wine or setups for wine all the time. Cases, beautiful wood cases that represent wine, things like that nature are very, very popular. All right, we're just about to go to our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today's topic is all about what I'm seeing out there in the stores, what I'm seeing in lighting stores, what I'm seeing in furniture showrooms, what I'm seeing in Pottery Barn, what I'm seeing in Crate and Barrel, what I'm seeing out there. What are you buying, or what's being shown to you, whether you should buy it or not, or sort through that and find your own personal taste within that. And we were talking about room setups and things that are trending right now. The TV as an integral part of the home, I don't think it's ever been more popular than it is now. I see flat screen TVs everywhere, just about in every room, including sometimes the bathrooms. But seeing them in traditional settings, in contemporary settings, in sunrooms, in non-traditional rooms that have a TV, I'm seeing flat screen TVs, whether it's mounted on the wall or there's a piece of furniture of them, in every shape and form, whether it's within a cabinet, TVs everywhere. And I really, coming from a very large home that's a colonial, I wasn't a big fan of television over the fireplace. I really thought it ruined the aesthetic of the room. But I think I've gotten worn down with that a little bit. And you will see out there so many pieces of furniture that correspond or lend itself to having televisions. You know, I do find that rooms that do not have a television in them do not get used. I'm working with a couple right now that have a very formal house in South Orange, New Jersey, and they have a very formal living room, which is quite large, and it wasn't being used because there's not a television in the room, and we're trying to find a solution for them to use the largest room of their house. And one of the things that I looked into for them is actually a television over the fireplace, but a television that looks like a mirror. And if you Google televisions that look like mirrors, you'll get a whole list of things. Well, not a whole list, but some. And there is a product out there that actually is a television that looks like a mirror when it's off and looks like a television when it's on. And that's a wonderful situation. Another thing that you can do is you can create, build, or purchase a piece of furniture that would go around the television, if you will, as a beautiful screen or cabinet. And when it's off, it would be closed and very formal looking. And then when you open up, there's the television. If you wanted to put it within a beautiful piece of furniture, like an armoire, and put some beautiful things around it, that's another way to do it. But there are a lot of ways to get televisions into space these days, kind of sneakily, especially because they're so narrow and so flat, and make it work. So I've kind of given into that, and I'm allowing TVs in rooms. Again, the largest room in this couple's house was not being utilized at all. There were sort of, you know, the whole family was sitting in the smallest room of the house, watching television. And I guess, you know, television is how we get our information. It's noise, it's media, it's excitement. And again, I find even in my own home, rooms that do not have television, and you know, it's nice to pass through. Maybe if you have a party, some people will linger in some of those other rooms. But they don't really get used. They certainly don't get used as much. So something to consider as well. I did see a lot of black painted furniture and black stained furniture still. And the combination of a gray wall with black furniture really does look very smart and is very much in style. And I do see a lot of white and black as far as bedding is concerned as well in graphic patterns in sort of 60s sort of modern retro patterns as well. Lots of black painted furniture, gray floors, grayish walls, white trim, and black painted furniture are really popular. And I'm seeing a trend as far as artwork is going and how people hang their artwork. For a while now, and I continue to do gallery walls for people, and that is I take pictures of your favorite pictures of your family, and I ask for copies of them, and then I do them in black and white, and I frame them in different beautiful frames, and then I arrange them and create what's called a gallery wall. We light them, and it really can be quite nice looking, particularly in a foyer or a family room. But I'm seeing people creating that sort of gallery shape with just artwork. That seems to be something that I'm seeing more and more of. Well, people take a space, and instead of having personal family pictures, they're artwork, but they're arranged in sort of a puzzle or a shape, if you will, with different frames, but frames that sort of work together, and you know, lots of different mixed mediums. So you'll have something that will be like wood blocks next to a sketch, and that's next to a geographic print, and then next to a picture of maybe your grandfather in black and white. So I'm seeing a lot of people putting multiple pieces, smaller pieces of art, and arranging them in a gallery, whether they're all family photos or perhaps not just artwork. Another thing I'm seeing a lot of is grommets or nail heads on pieces of furniture. Definitely on all the chairs and sofas I'm seeing, I see nail heads on everything. And nail heads done in chrome, which I happen to think is quite nice looking and very smart and finishes off pieces, especially because fabrics today tend to be very neutral on sofas and chairs. So if you have a white sofa and you have a gray chair, adding the nail heads to it in a shiny metal, I think dresses it up a little bit. Also, I'm seeing a lot of glass, a return of glass coffee tables. I'm seeing a lot of inset glass and lots of glass as far as coffee tables are concerned. A nest of tables in a modern style, I'm seeing a lot of. And if people don't know what a nest of tables that is, that's a table or like a side table within a table within a table, and they sort of pull out. And if you have a large room, they're very helpful because if you're putting out hors d'oeuvres or drinks, you have a place. You don't necessarily have a table next to you within arm's reach when you're at somebody else's house. So that's a very popular thing that I think has a resurgence. I'm seeing a lot of them done in metals now. Metals are very hot and very popular. So again, pillows in blue and orange. Oh, my goodness. Blue and orange has really exploded, actually. I tend to like blue and orange, and I like blue and orange early on. I like to wear blue with orange. If you're wearing a navy blue jacket and you throw an orange tie on it or an apricot-colored tie with a white shirt or light French blue shirt, it's a really beautiful combination. But it's also a very beautiful combination in home design. As far as bedrooms are concerned, I saw things that didn't look like sets whatsoever. So starting with the upholstered headboard, which has been the staple and continues to be the staple of a new bed, whether it be a full bed, no footboards. I'm not seeing any footboards, which I'm a 6'2" guy, so I don't like footboards. But that being said, upholstered headboards with nail heads on them for sure. And then we're seeing a lot of unmatched side tables. In fact, they could be multi-purpose, where one is an actual nightstand, if you will, and the other one is a circular table or something that looks like a bench or something that looks like a small writing desk. So very much uneven, different bed tables on either side, but typically with matching lamps. That's something that I see a lot as far as bedding is concerned. And the pieces don't necessarily match. very, you know, un-bedroom set looking bedrooms for sure. I'm seeing bedrooms that and room setups that always have hardwood floors with an area rug underneath. But the area rugs in bedrooms aren't as big as they used to be. They're just enough so that you, when you get off the out of the bed and put your feet on the floor, you're hitting a little bit of carpet surface. Smaller rugs in bedrooms and exposing more of the floor. Again, a lot of quilting with the bedding, a lot of tufting, tufted pieces of furniture. Tufted ottomans are very much in style right now. I'm seeing trending out there. Tufted headboards, tufted dining room chairs, tufted chairs in general are certainly making a comeback. And the damask pattern done in contemporary settings is very popular right now. I'm seeing a lot of damask in every sort of color, in sort of a rustic orange color, in yellow and white, and gray and white, and black and white, navy blue and white. Lots of damask, but used in a more updated or more contemporary version. Another thing that I saw trending, and I recently did in a job I was working on in Maplewood, is powder rooms where we use tile up just one wall as an accent. The powder room that I worked on in Maplewood had a very tiny powder room that we made out of a closet because there was not a proper powder room on the first floor. The house was built in 1935. So what we did was three walls around, we did a very tone-on-tone white damask, which was very pretty. But to dress up the wall that the mirror was on, we picked a beautiful, beautiful tile, a very sparkly white tile, and we took that all the way to the ceiling and kept it a very clean white bathroom. And tile on the head wall, if you will, or the sink wall in powder rooms is something that I'm seeing trending a lot now. It gives it architecture and dimension, particularly in small bathrooms. Another thing that I've seen is the resurgence of medicine cabinets as mirrors. And they're recessed into the wall, but they actually have storage in them. So the look of a medicine cabinet has been very much out of style. The ones that I'm seeing have a much simpler, flatter profile, but in fact, they are a medicine cabinet. I personally do not like medicine cabinets. I think there's an issue of privacy there. I think things get cluttered inside them. I don't like them. I'd rather have a mirror that is framed and have my things elsewhere or underneath. But I do see medicine cabinets. And for those of you that have older homes and you have to have a medicine cabinet because there's not enough storage, it's nice to know that these are back in style. We've got just about a minute left, and I'll end up on lamps. Lamps have changed significantly. I went out shopping with clients yesterday for lamps for their home, and we just couldn't find anything that worked because the scale of lamps is different. I was looking for lamps for a sideboard for a traditional house that I'm doing in Flemington, and everything is so tall and wide and big. But lamps with lots of silvers in them, big shades, drum shades on lamps. Lampshade seems to be bigger than ever. Lots of lamps that look like clear colored glass and lots of different bright colors, but just empty on the inside with clear colored glass. Very popular. And mercury glass as a base for lamps, lots of metals, and so on. Well, as you can see, the hours run out very quickly. I could talk about this for days, and we will talk about some of these on our afternoon show. If you just tuned in towards the end of the hour, we will be continuing our topic of what's out there in the stores and what we're seeing and what I'm seeing this afternoon at Modern Design 2, 2 o'clock here on 100 in Chamber Radio. So until then, get a sandwich, maybe peek out a little bit in between the snowflakes that are falling, and I will see you back here in studio here in Flemington at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so go have a nice early lunch or a little bit of a walk before we have heavy snow, and I will see you back here 2 o'clock. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
What do we really want to thank, right? We want to thank the people of New Hampshire, right? Do we love the people of New Hampshire?
Donald Trump thanking New Hampshire voters for his win in the Granite State primary. Trump and Bernie Sanders are both celebrating important wins. Sanders said his victory sends the message that the country belongs to the people and not wealthy contributors and super PACs. He beat Hillary Clinton by more than 20 percentage points to win the first in the nation primary. States in the heartland are enjoying the lowest gas prices in more than 12 years. Gas Buddy says Oklahoma, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and North Dakota are currently enjoying the lowest average gas prices since early 2004. A senior analyst with Gas Buddy says he wouldn't be surprised if a few stations get as low as 99 cents per gallon. The Department of Justice is threatening to take the city of Ferguson, Missouri, to court to revamp some of Ferguson's police and municipal court operations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Cold Stone Creamery. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Cold Stone Creamery is sharing the love with the return of the popular fudge truffle ice cream through the True Love promotion, available in stores January 6th through March 1st. In addition to the delightfully falling in chocolate creation, try the heart-shaped fudge truffle decadence cake. The truffles are forever cupcakes, and for a limited time only, order a fudge truffle frappe. All these delicious treats are approved by Cold Stone Creamery's new tastemaster, Dr. Maya Warren. She loves the brand's special Valentine's Day cupcakes, made with a rich chocolate cup, filled with a layer of red velvet cake, fudge truffle ice cream, and topped off with a fluffy layer of fudge frosting and milk and white chocolate curls. Dr. Maya Warren, tastemaster.
I love working with Cold Stone Creamery.